May his kindness embrace you, and may you find rest in him, dear heart dwellers. Well, today was my birthday, and I know you're all wishing me happy birthday, so I've got that. Thank you. And the same to you. But I had a really wonderful day. I have to admit, most of my birthdays, looking back in the past, have been not good days. But this one was totally an exception to the rule. Thank you, Lord. This has been such an awesome day. What a joy the whole day was. Amazing. One surprise after another. I can't remember when I've had such a wonderful and rewarding birthday. You have been so gracious to me. Jesus answered me, "It is my joy to be gracious with you, beloved spouse of my heart." Oh, 1,000 thank yous could never express my gratitude. No, but your faithfulness to my heart reveals it very well. I know how you were feeling, and I hoped this would be that kind of day for you. You even took the frustrations well. Thank you for trusting me. Yeah, there was a moment, rather important issue came up, and fear and intimidation came after me and lasted only a few moments, and then my calm and peace returned as I saw and heard the Lord, and he said, "Don't worry about it, I've got it covered." So I'm here in your arms now, Lord, so calm and full of joy, such a sweet place. I have to also thank my dear friends for such a special day. It's something to remember. Lord, I can't believe the music that's been flowing so freely. Anything to do with giving to the poor in Nicaragua? Jesus answered me, "Yes, very much so. That and your obedience." And what he's talking about with the obedience is beginning the day playing music. Those of you who've been with me for a while know that I begin the day with prayer normally. So I answered him, "But I can't come to you first thing in the morning to pray as I would like, since you've asked me to play music, and this concerns me." He answered, "Obedience is better than sacrifice. I'm doing something new and special in your heart. Can you not perceive it? The mornings are important for you and your calling right now. I love to get together in the evenings, and isn't it fruitful? Yes, you are here, Lord, and I'm deeply contented in your presence. And I've also been working on the keyboard." He answered, "You're coming along, dearest. I love your instrumental pieces, and I also love the idea of you singing behind them when you feel inspired. But for souls, the instrumental music gives me breaks to do as I please with them. They are important, too." I wondered about that because I've been listening to Julie True for worship music, and I noticed the Lord has been picking a lot of instrumental pieces, and I wondered, why is that? And he explains it here. He says, "They are important, too. The music coming from your heart, directly connected to heaven, is anointed to pave the way for my presence and indwelling of a soul. It expresses my heart so very adequately in all its various moods and feelings towards my loved ones. By the way, I have many wonderful surprises for you. This is only the beginning. Are you enjoying the flutes?" "Immensely. Yes, worship with him. You've got the right idea." And that's what happened today. Eric, the flute maker, was sending me a couple of flutes in different keys that I needed for matching up with the keyboard. And he's amazing. They got here in 2 days, but they arrived on my birthday, and that was so exciting. So they arrived at the door, the flutes in a beautiful bag, and he chose some wonderful mellow flutes that I can play and record in my songs, and I'm thrilled. This is all new to me, and I've always wanted to play the flute. And now so many things are falling into place almost effortlessly. They will be a very tasteful and passionate addition to the keyboard. I really love doing lead parts and improvising, especially when angels are on board teaching me. That really clicked for the first time in the Divine Mercy Chaplet. The Lord had told me at the beginning of that project that He had assigned a choir of angels to help me with the arrangement of different instruments on the chaplet. Wow, they sure did an awesome job. Oboe, cello, flute, violin, all kinds of instruments. That was my very first recording project. I look back on it now and I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, angels were responsible for this. My dear heart dwellers, if God is calling you, He will send angels to help you, to equip you, so you can work on a much higher level than your skill level. I was just starting out, and what He did for me was so amazing. I mean, I was really just starting out. I had just been given the gift of music. The Lord continued, "So, getting back to Nicaragua, Claire, you made me so happy. I could not help but bless you with new melodies. They just flew out of my heart to yours. They're beautiful, Lord. Thank you." He gave me three new melodies, two with lyrics, or the beginning of lyrics, plus several improvisations on Have It Your Way, that song that I put up the other day without the vocal. Jesus continued, "My people, when you go out of your way to take care of others, you resemble my Father in heaven, and I cannot help but to recognize Him in you. And oh, how I love Him. Your deeds of mercy qualify you for more and more anointings. No, this is not about works righteousness. This is not about earning rewards. It is about caring and loving those who have no way of rewarding you. When you use the resources I give you for those dearest to my heart, whether it be time or money, whatever gift you have, it sparks abundant love in my heart that causes me to erupt with blessings into your lives. Claire has reaped the sweet benefits of that caring, both in her music and in her family. I have brought her children back into her life to work with her in the mission, and this is a gift beyond all gifts for her." Wow, it sure is. And as he was saying that, some scriptures came to mind. "Jerusalem, your children were led away by their enemies. They left you on foot, but God is bringing them back to you, carried in royal splendor." Baruch 5:6. "And your children will return to their land. There's hope for your future, declares the Lord, and your children shall come back to their own country. The Lord plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope." That's in Jeremiah 31. "Oh, Lord, I can never thank you enough for such a treasured gift." "And there is more to come," Jesus continued. "And I will protect you from those who see and hear and begin plotting destruction against your family. What they dig for your family to fall into, they themselves shall reap and not escape what they've tried to sow in the lives of my faithful ones. I have much good planned for you. This is only the beginning." And to me, the good is being able to communicate about the Lord and reveal His sweet nature to everyone, how wonderful He is, what a best friend He is, and a hopeless romantic as well, but in the purest sense, because He's deeply in love with His bride. Jesus began again, "Now about the film, The Shack. Yeah, we went to see that the other night. I do not wish for my people to miss the forest for the trees. My Father is male. My spirit is male in gender. Yes, 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 all this is true. But now I wish for my people to look beyond the obvious. Satan has deliberately ruined fatherhood and made it a horror to so many families. For this reason, I'm avoided because I'm both God and man. It has become an issue that causes some to avoid me because of my gender. This movie, while not accurately portraying my gender, has done very well indeed, portraying my loving character. I would advise you, my people, my children, do not ever fall for the idea that I am a woman. But there is no woman on earth who can equal my tenderness and concern for each of you. Is it not written, Behold, I extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you will be nursed, you will be carried on the hip and fondled on the knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted in Jerusalem. It's Isaiah 66. And Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. That's Luke 13:34. The Lord continued, These are metaphors, my people. This is not to be taken literally. It is to be understood that I am gentle, tender, and nourishing. Attributes normally assigned to the mother in the family. But discarding archetypes, I am all that is, including the attributes of a woman, or I could not have created her. If I did not know or understand and embrace the specific attributes of a mother, I could not have created a woman or a family. But as it is, I have established who and what woman is. The tender, nourishing element may be in the center of the family to hold it together. Satan has perverted this to the maximum and done all he could to destroy the family. Yes, he hates me. He hates mothers. He hates fathers and takes great delight in separating families, which then become prey for him. But let's be very clear about this. I am the male principle, masculine, your creator. I have created you to receive me, and that is why I liken each of you to my bride, because you have embraced me and received from me all that is in your lives. I created you to receive life from me, just as the masculine element gives life to the woman and a child is formed in the womb. And please do not pervert my words. This has nothing to do with sexual reproduction. This has everything to do with receiving all that I give you and bring forth new life with your gifts. When you worship, your heart opens to receive grace from me. When you study my words, your mind opens to receive instruction. I call you to mother and shepherd your flock, to be my ambassadors of love, which was shed in your hearts, that you may sow it abroad, that others will receive this new life and be reborn in me. Yes, you are receiving from me and giving birth with your gifts, new life to the broken and lost. This indeed is the paramount element of motherhood. So this film has some good elements in it. You can see from the scene at the throne what it cost me and what I was willing to give to keep you from hell. This is portrayed very well. I wish for you to stop straining at gnats and swallowing camels, my people. The poisonous root in the center of the man's garden was bitterness. I have taught you before that you must not allow this root to grow in your hearts. The tiny flowers of the valley represent forgiveness and new life in the spring. When one is wounded, there is a tendency to bitterness. But when one forgives, their hearts are enlarged and healed. Do you understand? As real as this movie appears to be, it is still only a movie, and the three persons portraying my threefold nature are merely examples of the attributes of my Godhead. So many have been brutally injured from fathers. Betrayal, abuse, violence, selfishness, neglect, abandonment. Fathers have been destroying their children from a very early age. It is usually the mother who remains faithful to her offspring. Many will not consider anything good about me because they've been deeply wounded by their fathers or the men in their lives. So I am asking you not to be missing the very essence of the story, forgiveness, letting go, planting life's disappointments with gentle resolve, and allowing me to bring sweet fruit from the bitterest losses in your lives. Coming to me as a familiar friend, trusting me to help you walk upon the stormy waters of this life, and refusing to sit in my place on the throne to judge your brothers and sisters. All these points are valid and biblical and portrayed very tastefully. So I ask you to know without a shadow of a doubt my masculine nature, but learn from what the characters portrayed that I love you as a mother would, unconditionally. My spirit guides you very, very transparently and is more easily grieved than you can ever imagine. And I love to listen to you, to be in your presence, to play with you, and appreciate life with you, to celebrate. I am at your right hand always, and I will never leave you or forsake you. I understand your deep wounds, and I am here to heal them.